Blog Talk Radio.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
I'd like to welcome everybody back tonight, Monday night, to Rowdy Maglite Racing. And of course, you know, if it's Monday night, it's Rowdy Maglite and Mark. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Rowdy. We survived another road trip this weekend, so we're doing pretty good, I think.
Man, two in a row. Well, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yes, it was. It doesn't happen often enough for us, so we got to appreciate it and take advantage of it when we can, Rowdy.
Well, I got to hang around in your backyard. You know a lot about late models, and it was, of course, we had Tony Promotes on last week with the Fairgrounds Speedway up there in Nashville, and man, did he put on a great show all weekend.
We have to give a big call out to the staff, Joe Carver, Claire Formosa, Tony Formosa, everybody at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. We were treated so nicely, and that Southern Hospitality truly came out there, and I appreciated it. It was nice. They really treated us great.
You know, the only time I seen Tony sit down was when he was taking the truck, either going to get something or taking somebody somewhere. Tony was everywhere.
And, every time we turned around and looked, there he was doing something else. The man was just in constant motion the whole weekend.
Well, Mark, you left as soon as the race was over, but Tony even shook and sprayed champagne on the driver. So, yes, Tony did it all.
Well, good for him. I'm sorry I missed that part of it, but we had a little bit of a drive to make. So, yeah, we kind of skedaddled it out of there yesterday. And I would have loved to spend another few hours messing around and visiting. And it's always fun being with you, Rowdy. So, yeah, but we made it back safe. You made it back safe, and that's what counts.
Well, you know, we went to the local guys was running on Saturday night, and, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That may have been the most fun, really fun we had all weekend was Saturday night watching those local guys on the quarter-mile track. They put on a show. It was the final night of racing for the Speedway. All the local guys were putting it all out on the line, and you could tell. Tempers flared a little bit, you know, maybe some feelings were hurt, but that happens. And it was just a fun, fun night of racing.
It was absolutely wonderful. I had a great time. I mean, that talk about it, so close to the action. You know, some folks complain about, well, it's hard to see. Listen, there's nothing hard to see there. It's as close to a race car, an actual race, as I've ever been. They put us right in the front seat.
Well, if we'd been any closer, we'd been out of the fire into the frying pan. So, yeah, we had a great view. We had a great taste of what it's like to see some real, really good short track racing. In all divisions, they put on a great show.
Well, just for everybody's listening, we got Brett Holmes coming in at 6:10. I'm going to talk a little bit of ARCA with Brett, and then I'm going to move on over from there. We're going to let you talk to Brett and cover what his adventures was this weekend. He was doing a double duty this from ARCA to late models. And I tell you, Mark, those late models are pretty impressive now.
They're a little bit of a different animal than an ARCA car, Rowdy, but nonetheless, a stock car is a stock car, and watching stock cars is a lot of fun, no matter if it's the Saturday night guys we saw banging and beating on each other, and to the super late models we saw run 400 laps yesterday. It was fun. It was all in front of us. It was all on top of us. We were right there in the middle of it, and that's what short track racing is so fun about. You just see it all, you feel it all.
Well, and you're exactly right. I tell you, getting back to Tony and his group again at the fairgrounds, you know, we were there Saturday night, and Tony said on the show that he would make it rain money, and man, did it rain money. I went out there and just stood amongst it. It was, the dollar bills were coming down like fluttering butterflies. You would think you would be able to grab it, and it would flutter and go down another 4 or 5 feet, and some little kid, I mean, the kids just followed it. They started at one end and blowing it to the other end, and it kind of stirred up an excitement. I don't know what it looked like from looking up there, but I know what it felt like being in the middle of it.
The showmanship that Mr. Formosa puts on, for the kids, especially, they had the bouncy house there. They had a lot of things for the kids to do and see. That money toss, that was the cream de la creme. The excitement in their eyes, you can just see their eyes bulging out of their head and seeing that money floating down. My eyes were probably bulging out of my head, Rowdy. How about you?
I tell you what took a beating was my feet, because the kids were walking all on top of my feet. So, but I didn't care. It more interested me the way that money was floating off there, the way it just fluttered down. I mean, it was, I've never been around when it rained dollar bills.
Well, luckily the wind wasn't too, I can imagine what it's like on a windy day. Maybe you can't do that, but the wind was just perfect. It just kind of fluttered in the air, and it was a great showcase. You know, visually it was really stunning. It was a lot of fun.
It was, Mark. I mean, Tony put on a great, his whole staff, everybody. I mean, and let me tell you, I told you I stayed around for a little while. I didn't see nobody coming up to Tony and wanting their money back. Nobody asked for the money back.
You know, for those who missed it yesterday, you missed a great bargain. You missed some really, really great racing. Some of the best racing I've seen all year. For $15, you couldn't beat it. Considering what the upper echelon of racing cost you to go to, it's a heck of a bargain, I'm telling you.
It really was. And if you bought the two-day pass, it was even a bigger deal, because I think you got the 2 days. You actually got 2 days of racing for $20, $10 a day. $10 a day. That was all day, too, Mark. I mean,
It was really entertained all day, too. And even if you spent a little money on some food, you still got out of there without bankrolling yourself putting yourself in bankruptcy.
Well, I'm telling you, Mark, that's back on my list for next year. You know, I try not to plan it too far ahead of myself, but that's one track. I think that's one event, the 400, which, isn't it, Mark? Wasn't that the first time that he's brought the 400 laps back to actually make it the 400, the All-American 400 again?
It is. From the original version, there's been several different versions of it. There were split races where pro late miles ran 200, super late miles ran 200, and those were very good shows, too. But he brought it back to the roots. He brought it back to the way it originally was run. I think one of the things that was most interesting was the pit stops, Rowdy, and the way they arranged those and made it so you didn't have to have a full-blown pit crew to change tires and gas the car. It was a great cost savings move, and I think it worked very well.
It seemed to work good, you know. That Dalton Sargent, man, he was tough to the last 50 laps. And, you know, thing about Nashville, you spin like a top to watch the race. And you take your eyes off the track for just a second, you kind of lose something there. And I just kind of blinked a couple of times, and Dalton moved back. He lost several positions. Well, listen, Mark, we're going to move on. Let's push on to ARCA and talk a little bit about Kansas Speedway and bring Brett in here.
I think that's a great idea, Rowdy. We need to get back to our ARCA roots. We were able to stray a little bit this weekend, but Kansas is coming up, the last race of the year. I just can't believe it. I don't want to believe it. I don't want it to be the last race.
Well, all right. Hey, without no further, we're going to bring in the driver for Holmes Excavating Chevrolet from Mumford, Alabama, number 23, Brett Holmes. Welcome, Brett.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Man, thanks for being on, Brett. It's
meeting you yesterday at the track.
Yeah, it was good meeting y'all too there.
Brett, is an absolutely beautiful weather for this weekend. It went absolutely great as far as for the fans and everybody and the racers for the weather.
Yeah, I think it was a good weekend. I mean, I think more so people were glad to see that the All-American was brought back as a super race and a 400-lap race, honestly.
Well, everybody that I talked to was glad that he'd come back. Tony's got a great thing going there, and that's going to be, I was telling Mark on the opening here, that's going to be on the schedule for a must attend. It's just a three-hour drive over. I was lucky enough last night, Brett, to get behind your dad, and we kind of made it to Alabama in pretty good time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were trucking there about pretty good speeds. They're trying to get back home. Everybody was tired. It was a long weekend, but it was fun. I mean, I just wish we would have done a little bit better. We're still lacking a little bit in our super late model program, and just couldn't finish there. We had a crack in our head of our motor, and it was actually leaking oil throughout the race, and it just got to a point there it wouldn't go any further, so we had to pull in. But I think we were pretty disappointed about that, but that's what racing is about, just fixing your problem and improving and going back to the racetrack.
Well, Brett, just a few minutes. We're going to talk about ARCA just a few minutes here, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mark and let him cover your event this weekend. But we're moving on to Kansas. We got the Kansas Speedway, which is October the 14th. It's the ARCA 150, the last race of the year. That will be your seventh race this year. Is that not correct?
Yes, sir, and my second intermediate track race. So.
So next year you're planning on a full schedule and you'll be eligible for the Scott Rookie of the Year program.
Well, to be honest with you, we don't know exactly for sure yet if we can run the whole year. It depends on sponsorship, but if I'm running the whole year, I'm not looking to win Rookie of the Year. I'm looking to win the championship.
That's
good for
what
you.
I wanted to hear.
Rookie of the Year is, Rookie of the Year is special, but that's just not what I'm – that's not what I got my head looking at. So,
how tough was it to get home yesterday and try to think about Auburn again, go back to your second job?
Well, I've had to do that a bunch after every race. Not even getting a day off really. I got back at Auburn about 10 o'clock last night and had class today. But it's two completely different mindsets. Sitting behind the seat, going 0 miles per hour. And then the day before you were going, behind the wheel of a race car for 3 hours. And it's definitely really different and two completely different extremes. One, you got to be extremely patient, and the other one, you got to be aggressive. So, but I've been doing it for a while now. I mean, this is my second year in Auburn, and but I've been racing, ever since I was in intermediate school, and so I'm a little used to it now, so it's not that bad.
Well, I know for me it's hard to be on the interstate doing 78, 80 miles an hour and then have to slow down to 55. It's put it on cruise and try to cruise in at 55. But at Kentucky Speedway, on the first lap, you had a little mishap, which was just actually hardly nothing, but it made it still difficult to pull back. And for a seventh place finish, that was pretty good, Brett.
Yeah, you know, like I said, that was my first intermediate race, and I just got out of the groove there. That first corner just overdrove into the corner, and like I was telling you earlier, that racing is so different from what I'm so used to every short track all of my life, and that's definitely a big adjustment to get used to, and especially with the Xfinity cars. There is something there with the Xfinity cars, how laying the Goodyear rubber on the racetrack and then us going back out on Hoosier or General Tire rubber, the Goodyear rubber actually makes the track extremely slick for the Hoosier General Tire rubber, and that's one of the biggest things, to be honest, to adjust to that. And you know, when you practice throughout the day and you don't have to deal with that, but we raced right after they practiced, so that was definitely a big adjustment as well.
Brett, have you got any lap time in at Kansas?
No, this most of these places that we've ran in ARCA are my first time being there, and this will be also my first time there. And but I think I can just carry on, you know, what I took from Kentucky and apply it to Kansas. They're two similar racetracks, although, you know, Kentucky just got repaved, so Kansas will be a little adjustment too. But with Grant and with Grant Enfinger, you know, helping me out this year, and crew chiefing for me, I mean, he's ran a lot of these tracks and before, and had a lot of success in the ARCA series. So I've been really fortunate to have him helping me out, and it's great getting to work with another Alabama guy and everything. So I just look to him for all the advice I need, honestly.
Well, I tell you, Brent, to have Grant as crew chief and being able to ask a question, or if you got a problem, that's got to be pretty awesome, just to know that he's been there, done it, won the national championship, and to have him on your side. And Grant's a great guy, and there again, you know, Alabama's represented in racing big time. And
right.
Mark,
right,
I'm going to let you carry on the second part.
All right, Rowdy. Wow, Brett, I was on your website today, and it's a very nice website, by the way. Very informative. If anybody gets a chance, get on his website and check it out. And you're a busy fellow. You're the school and racing thing, and you're not slowing up this fall. It's getting even busier for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely gotten pretty busy this month. It's September and October are busiest months as far as racing goes, and kind of in the middle of midterm exams and in college. But you know, that's what I live for. I mean, I love doing it, and love always having to, you know, think about something or work on something. And you know, that was kind of the whole point in me going to college the same time I race. But you know, hopefully one day I'm just having to worry one, not the other. And I hope one day that's just racing, you know, depending on our schedule and the upcoming years, I might have to take a break from school and just focus solely on racing. And that's what I would like to do now, honestly. But you know, I've got the opportunity to do both, and you know, get a degree and fall back on something if racing doesn't work out. But like I said, I like having to do a lot like this. So,
well, you're a young man, and you sound well beyond your years with having yourself something to fall back on. And you never know, those college years, you learn a lot just being in school, not just from the classroom and the books too. So that's a great experience for you. And your racing experiences, well, you know, those are far and few between for most of us. So enjoy it while you can. You're young. You don't need a lot of sleep yet anyways, do you?
Well, I don't think I have much time for sleep anyways. Like I said, I got back home about 10:30 last night and had a class early this morning. So I love doing it, though. I enjoy it a lot. So.
Well, good for you. And I'm going to get to see you this weekend in Winchester. Are you still doing double duty?
No, we're not doing double duty. I think we're still running. I think we're just going to run the super race, and I don't know. Plans might change. We just from what happened this weekend.
Right.
Not sure if we'll have be able to do that, but we're gonna try our best to. I love that place, and that's probably one of my favorite short tracks I've ever been to, and we've had success there in the past. Last year, I finished second, my first time there in the pro late model portion of that race behind Jack Smith, and then last year in the 400, we we were passing Donnie Wilson for fifth, and got involved in a wreck with him, but. Winchester's been good to me, and I definitely want to go back and hope we can this weekend.
Well, I hope you you had a tough weekend this past weekend. I hope you have a much better weekend at Winchester, Brett, and I'll be stopping by and saying hello for us and checking in with you. And you have Kansas, the ARCA race, and the Cars Tour at Hickory, and then you have a little time off, it looks like, and are you still planning on doing double duty at the Stovall Derby?
Yeah, definitely. This year we just came off from our track championship there in the Pro Late Models at Five Flag Speedway, and definitely think we got a strong Pro Late Model car and wanted to compete for the win last year in the Snowflake 100. I started 18th and finished third behind Chase Elliott and John Hunter Nemechek. So it makes you feel good when you're racing right behind guys like that are competing in the upper NASCAR series. So definitely looking forward to that. And yeah, we'll be bringing our super to that race too. In November, we're still going to test a couple times there. So I'm a little bit more busy than it seems in an off time, but from my schedule, but like I said, we're going to try to go down there and test and see if we can pick up on a few things.
Well, I'll be down at Pensacola too. So I'll check in with you there. And, but boy, quite the schedule. I'm envious that you're able to have the energy to be able to pull off the racing and the school. Keep it up. Keep doing both well, and we'll be checking in with you at the racetracks, Brett.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, thank you for being on the show.
Brett, if you'd like to throw out your sponsors and how everybody can follow you, because you're going to be a great person to follow in days come, my friend.
Southern States Bank and Veterans Oil and Pelham Tank Lines, they've helped us out a lot this year, and WCI Parts, and they've really helped us out on the ARCA side, and without sponsorship and an ARCA deal, it's hard to do it, so definitely got to thank them and appreciate them and for all they do for us. It's it means a lot that they, come on board and believe in me that I can be successful. And that's why I try to do the best I can. And our team will always do 100%. And Homestead Excavation, my dad and family owned company, this is where we really started out racing from. And my dad for giving me the opportunity to do this and get me involved in racing in the first place. And you can keep up with our schedule and results mainly from our website, just brettholmes.com, and any of my social media pages like Twitter and Facebook.
Well, Brett, cherish those moments riding with your dad, because they're going to be far and few someday when you get older. But I know you have a lot to talk about, and I know you were tired yesterday on the way home because it was a busy weekend. But, Brett, I appreciate you coming on, man. We're going to try to get all the Alabama gang here. Everybody's involved in racing this on the off season, and looking forward to maybe getting you back on when we gather up to corral the Alabama gang all together.
Yes, sir. It sounds good to me. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Brett, thanks a lot. Tell your dad hello and good luck and safe travels, my friend. War Eagle.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I will. War Eagle.
He's going busy guy there, isn't he, Mark?
Wow. A full slate of school, a full slate of racing. I don't know how these kids do it. I'd like to have a quarter of the energy he has.
Well, we did double duty 2 weeks in a row, and I kind of felt it last night.
Yeah, I felt it on the way home last night behind the wheel and that windshield time we had. It was about a 6-hour drive, and But it felt good to be sitting there for a while after all the walking and being on our feet like we were this week. And we sure wore off. We wore off a little heel of our shoe, that's for sure.
Well, I got old Todd, I believe, over here on the other side. Todd, how we doing, man, tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hey,
well,
Todd, how are you? Good to hear.
We've been racing, man. We've been after it.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, yeah, I've been seeing all the pictures. I've been keeping up on you.
Well, Todd, it was so good, I decided I wanted some of that Sunoco fuel to put on it like aftershave last night before I got down yesterday evening. They were kind of loading up the can, and it sprayed my back. I had to go back, change shirts, and kind of wash the back of my neck to get that high octane off.
But you smelled good, Rowdy.
Well, you know, sorry I missed the show last week. I went and checked out a local new track, asphalt.
Well, I think you've been working on something on your truck. What you building for your truck, Todd?
Yeah, we built a back rack. You know, you go out and spend $500 for these back racks you put on your trucks. Well, we happen to have the material, and we made some homemade. We've done two trucks. And, of course, you know, I had to have one, so I painted mine red because the lettering on my truck is red and the rest of it is black, so I wanted to look, you know, break it up and make it look good.
Sounds sharp to me.
Well, I'm like you was, Todd. I seen the pictures. Yeah, you had it all. Hey, and the amazing thing is it fit.
Yeah, but our next project is what they call bull notes are on the front. That's our next project.
Oh, boy. That sounds pretty, that sounds like a pretty aggressive project there, Todd.
Well, you know, the old saying goes, if you can't dodge it, you ram it. And it is a Dodge Dakota pickup. And yes, it has the V8 to back it up.
Well, that's good to know.
Todd, I know we kind of just sporadically was listening to the radio. Kind of tell us what happened yesterday in the cup action, because Mark and I had a full slate trying to keep up with everybody on the All-American 400 yesterday.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we had different priorities.
Well, you know, I was in and out, you know, catching bits and pieces here and there. And Martin Truex, I believe it was his sixth win of the year. He got his win at Dover.
Hey, I tell you, the guy is coming to his own there. That Toyota seems to be working for him.
Yeah, and, you know, and luckily, you know, he's had a good streak of some good wins, and I'm really glad because after everything that man's been through, he well deserves it.
Well, I think we very well could be looking at the champion this year. The consistency and the power and being able to run up front, he's been able to do that better than anybody else since the chase has started.
You know, and the thing of it is, you know, a lot of people underestimate these small teams. Well, we all know that they're a small team, and they're showing they have the strength.
That's true, too, Todd. I like that. I mean, you can be a one-car owner or two-car owner, which I think that's what they're dividing into next year, and still be able to win. Yeah, we had Stephen Wallace was down there, had a car entered, and got involved on it, Mark, right there with, what, about 40 laps to go at the very end of the race. He was involved in an accident.
Yeah, he was a contender though for all race long. He led some laps. We saw some of our ARCA regulars in the race yesterday. Dalton Sargeant, Brett Holmes. I can't think of anybody else right now. Road weary, I think, but it was just a good race yesterday, and sounds like the Cup race was an interesting one too.
Yep, and our local track that I finally got a chance to go check out. Not only is it a local track, it's also a drag strip. I found out they run drag cars. Yeah, and we were there. I got invited at last minute by a local fire department to go. And the next night, it was a Sunday night, they were there racing. And a gentleman who just come back to racing his very first race come around the corner and hit that tire barrier and flipped him, I think it was 30, 40 feet up in the air, and he landed upside down, and thank God he was okay.
Wow.
I've seen the clip of that. Yes, it's pretty tough slap. It was actually a good thing that big tire was there, or it could have been a whole lot worse.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, the safety that goes in these cars, whether it's a late model, an ARCA, or a Xfinity or Sprint Cup or a truck. I mean, it's just unreal. And I'm so glad for the safety for these people not getting seriously injured.
You know what? We didn't see nothing really extremely too bad.
We saw competition yellows to give the teams a chance to put on tires and gas up their cars, because it was a very clean race yesterday.
Well, I know you two gentlemen are, you know, really bumming because it's the last ARCA race of the year coming up. But on my part, I'm getting excited. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm getting excited. You know why? Because
what you getting excited about, Todd?
Because this being the last race of the year means my savings start. And I get to start saving up for the very first Pocono race for next year.
Well, I knew there had to be ulterior motives there, Todd. Well, good for you. Glad to hear that you've got a little plan there.
There's always something to the madness.
Well, Todd, I'm glad you had a good weekend, man. We did, too, and we're kind of looking for our next, Mark and I's next big gathering together is going to be 3 weeks at Talladega.
Yeah. I heard that's supposed to be a really good race for there.
It always is, Todd, for me, whether it's rain or whatever. I mean, hopefully it's October. We stand another good chance of having some beautiful weather like we did this weekend. I told Mark it was actually the makings of a perfect storm with the cool weather and the grip on, with the carburetor and the grip on the tires, and it was some pretty great racing. I actually had to slip on a little coat there, a hoodie there, to be able to watch the race on Saturday night.
Well, you Southern boys got a little cool. It didn't bother me too much.
Nah, Mark was wearing shorts.
Shorts and a tank top, Mark?
That's it, Todd. You got it. I wear them all winter.
Well, here at night, it's been in the 50s, so we're starting to get our cool down.
Yeah, so are we, Todd. We're basically just west of you, and the falls are coming. The trees are just starting to turn now, just barely, and that cool weather has hit us.
Well, guys, you know, we're headed up to Kentucky, or we just got done with Kentucky, which was race number 19. We're going to be heading up to Kansas Speedway for the ARCA 150, which is going to be race number 20, Mark. It's going to finish the year. You know, it's been a fast year, but really, it's been, I'm going to go ahead and call it a fast year. I'm just going to say it's been a fast year. Here we are, You know, it wasn't that long ago. Actually, about 32 weeks ago, we were jonesing for some racing, and now we're still wanting more, and it's coming to – our ARCA group's coming to an end on October the 14th. That's the end of the finale for ARCA, and that's October the 14th on a Friday night at 7:30 Central Time, and that's going to be on FS1. That's another great thing this year. I think there's only been one race, and that was New Jersey, that wasn't televised, and all the logistics. Right.
Yeah.
I think two of them or three of them were online, and then all the other ones were aired either with American Sports Network or Fox 1 or 2 has broadcast all the other ones, and it's been great to be able to go back and replay and listen to them and watch them all over again.
Now, Rowdy, I got a question for you.
All right.
On Facebook, they have a group that's called The Racing Warehouse. Have you heard of them?
I think I've seen that last week, Todd. You know, there's so many groups now that are popping up on your page.
Well, this group here, they sell the crew shirts, sheet metal.
Yes.
Well, you know, I've been waiting for them to have up some of these ARCA crew shirts, and once I do see something, you know I'm going to jump for it, because I just had to buy a Tommy Baldwin crew shirt, which will be coming next week, and I've been waiting to see an ARCA crew shirt come popping up.
Well, Venerini always has some nice shirts,
That's
Red
what
Holmes
Kim Wright's
crew.
Company has,
they've
two
got...
Rowdy Perinis, or the Cunninghams.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I can get my hands on one, you know I'm going to be getting it.
Good for you, Todd.
Well, guys, well, I want to kind of run down how this season has been. We started at Daytona and with the Lucas 250, and John West Townley was the winner on that race. Which John West was my first driver on the show for a winner driver on the show for the year. Kind of got us started there because I used John West as a stepping stone. Well, we had John West on, and everybody else has kind of went right foot. Of course, let me start back. We had Joey Katina and West We had Joey Katina on, and then we went from there. We had Brad Smith and his crew on. And from there, we went to Daytona, and we had John West on. Then we moved to went to Nashville, and we had Josh Williams on. Josh won Nashville. Then we went to Salem. The winner at Salem was Christopher Bell. From there, we went to Talladega. We had the winner of Talladega was Gus Dane. How about Gus Dane in that 98 Mason Mitchell Motorsports car? We had him on the show. Then we went to Toledo, Mark. Was you able to make Toledo?
No, it just came about so quick. I had other plans, and I just wasn't able to make it, but that'll be different next year. I planned at least... get to 25-30% more races with ARCA than I did this year.
Well, at Toledo, we had Miles Snyder was the winner at Toledo, and Miles was on the show on the following Monday night. Then we moved on up to the road course there at New Jersey, which was kind of a blank screen because of logistics and wiring and everything for American Sports Network. Parker Kligerman was the winner, and Parker Kligerman does the race hub on Monday night, and we're just Rowdy Maglite racers, and I talked a little bit to Parker. You know, he would come on any it's just hard. Monday night's a hard thing for him to do, but he would do a taped interview. Then we moved from Jersey, we went to Pocono for the first race, and hey, we had that ARCA champion last year, Grant Enfinger. What a guest. We moved from there and we went where the cars are fast, and they throw the restrictor plates out at the interstate at Michigan International Speedway. Always a great race there. And we had Brandon Jones on the following Monday night. Then we moved on into Madison, back to Madison here. Mark, was you able to go to Madison?
Yes, I was at Madison.
I thought you
was. Sunday. It was a nice, hot, sunny day. I remember it well.
And we had Josh Williams back for the second time on Monday night. That race made race number two win for Josh. And congratulations to Josh and that Musselman Applesauce number six. Always great to see Josh and be part of being around that group. They're a great group of racers. Small independent team.
Yes, they are.
Mom and Pop right there with them. And, hey, they're going to get to the track every weekend whether they have to crawl. I stopped on the way up to DeCoin. They had a blowout. And you know how everybody is. You look, you see, I pulled over what I thought was Thomas Prater to help him or see what he needed, and Thomas had pulled over to help Josh. And one of the guys from Elmore was in front. It looked like a parking lot of people trying to help somebody to get out of there. From Madison happened, Josh, from Madison, with Josh Williams winning that and being on our show on the following Monday night, we went to Winchester. How about that Winchester track?
That was a quick race, too.
They've all been quick races, except for Kentucky, yeah. And I think that's because, like Brent said, that Goodyear rubber rubbed off and was kind of wreaking havoc on the general tires. Yeah, you know, the mixing of the two tire compounds, I don't think that worked too well.
No, it didn't. And the repaving, probably, it was a combination of things. But I think General Tire did a whale of a job in making it a good, safe race for the drivers. And even though they did have a couple of problems, that was a quick race too, Rowdy.
It was. Well, we left Winchester. And, of course, we had Chase Briscoe on that night. Following Monday night, we had Chase Briscoe. All right, then we went to Iowa. Man, Iowa. I want to go and hang out in the corn patch a little while at night. Not during the hot day, though. The winner of that was Chase Briscoe. And I think we had Chase on for that night on the following Monday night. We left there, folks, and went to RFP, Indianapolis. And the winner there was, hey, I think he's on a roll. Chase Briscoe, again, left Indianapolis, and we pulled back in for the second go-around of Pocono. And, Todd, we're going to have to all meet up in Pocono now next year. It's a must-attend Pocono trip.
Well, you know, the first race of the year, which I have to check for the ARCA schedule, but I believe the first race of the year, ARCA is there.
Well, that was Chase winning that. Then we wheeled out of Poconos, went to Berlin, and I know you went to Berlin, Mark. You're at Berlin, right?
I was at Berlin, one of my favorite race tracks. Just a great place to watch a race, and Dalton finally came through, didn't he?
Man, had Dalton Sargent was a winner with that. He's in that number 55 Toyota for Venturini Motorsports. So. Yeah, big shout-out to Dalton. Had a great race this weekend. And I mean,
yes,
he was in it, 350 laps and was led. He come in and was leading. He pushed the whole race. We had Dalton on that following Monday night. Then we moved on over to the dirt. Man, what about that dirt, Mark? We went to Springfield, and the winner there was Justin Haley. That dirt changes. I mean, you know, it's a great thing about ARCA. We've been to a super speedway. We've been to a short track. Then we've been to an intermediate track. And then wham, bam, here we are at a road. We've been to a road course and then hit the dirt.
Yep.
I mean, what a variety here. Hey, these drivers are not scared enough. If you put it on in a parking lot, they're going to race in there, won't they, Mark?
Well, I think they probably all have already at one point or another. No, they're willing to go anywhere at any time and race. Wherever it's scheduled, they're going to be there.
Well, after that Springfield, what did we do? We doubled up. My first drove all the way to Bethune, Illinois. It was a 6.5-hour drive to eat a foot-long corn dog at 11:30 that night, Sunday night, and watch cars on dirt. And the winner of that race was Tom Hether. And Tom was driving that number 25 Toyota for Venturini Motorsports.
And we got to have Tom on the show.
He was. Then we went back to Salem for the second time, which was the 100th running of ARCA at Salem, which is that. There again, Mark, you were there. That was had to
yes,
been a special day.
We I'm kind of sad I'm not going to be able to go to Kansas because I fit the majority of the races in the second half of the year.
Well, then we went up to left Salem. We went to Chicagoland, which was in your backyard, and our winner was Chase Briscoe. And you was at that race too, wasn't you, Mark?
Chase put on a clinic. He was pretty much untouchable that day. He was he had it going. He had it set up, and he had no problems. And it was a good race, and it's always fun to be able to leave the racetrack and not know you have to drive 4 hours to get home, and it's less than an hour for me to get there. So love those home track races.
Got to. Always got to love the short drive. Then we left there, and we went to Kentucky Speedway, where it's freshly paved. The mixing of the tires, and was another good race. And we had the winner of that race was Austin Cedric. Young kid, actually took the lead halfway and never let up. He wasn't giving it to nobody. He took it to keep it.
He did. He wanted it bad, and he showed that he did, and he did what he needed to win it. It was a very good race. It was probably one of the more competitive races on the big tracks that ARCA had all year.
Well, now we're down to one left, October the 14th. And I've had people, well, what are you going to do on the off season? I said, well, hey, listen, we're building just like everybody else is building all winter. We're going to keep everybody informed on what's going on. We've got people that's going to come in and tell us what their plans are. We're going to try to inform everybody of what goes into an ARCA car. We're going to have a lot of, or several of the people that's responsible for the cars being there, you know, like General Tire, the tires that are on the race cars, Elmore Engine. Maybe I've already talked to Five Star. They're going to come on. We're just going to try to have everybody that's involved in the making of an ARCA car is going to be involved in the off season, and we're just going to gear up and get ready and see where we go from there. Mark, I feel great about it.
Well, there's a lot to be excited about, Rowdy. I mean, it's sad that the season's ending for us, but it's really not. We have so much to do and so much to get ready for next year that there really isn't too much of an off season anymore.
Well, there was for us or me, but it's not going to be this year, Mark. I'm not and really,
no.
Basically, they're not. I mean, if you talk to everybody, if you talk to anybody this weekend, they're talking about next year. What, you know, they're still worried about Kentucky, but that next thing out of their mouth is, hey, this is what we're doing on the off season to be prepared for the second year at Daytona. The show is going to be, I've got great things planned for next year on that show live at Daytona. So everybody, just get ready because it's going to be bigger and better. Bigger and better. It's going to be like the state fair. Hey, listen, I got one caller that's been hanging on 36 minutes now listening, and let's see if he's got something he wants to throw in the mix here. Hey, caller, welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
How we doing tonight?
This is Evil Ray. Rowdy, I listened to you since it started. This is just great. You got a great show here.
What? Well, I know you've been hanging on and you're listening, but and I'm glad that you called in. You know, some folks don't want to talk, but you know, hey, we're just like calling the neighbor down the street, my friend.
Oh, I know. You're my buddy.
So, Evil Ray, you headed to Talladega?
I'm headed to Talladega, and I'm hoping to see you when I get there.
Well, my plans is fully to be there Wednesday afternoon, if I can find the keys to the bus.
You know what?
Looking for the keys to that bus.
Mark, I'm going to try to get involved in on it tomorrow. Today's been a hectic day. The bus has got to get in my yard somehow, some way. You know, we got the listen, at the top of the hour, we got the Dega Do Club coming on. We got the Dega Press and the Copenhagen Warrior, and you definitely want to hang around for them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Rowdy, I just wanted to let you know, I know you're talking about these General Tires and everything. I just bought a set for my old lady the other day. Now, you can't beat General Tires.
Hey, Ray or Ed, listen, I got you a General Tire hat when you get to the racetrack. You just just said the magic words.
You know
about that, Mark?
We finally have a winner, Rowdy.
Yeah. Hey, all you had to do is come say it. You was it.
It'd be for Mo. Hey, you know Mo wants their hat.
Well, there you go. There you go. So I'm instead of mailing, I'm just going to wait and hang on to it and hand it to you personally.
Then I'll personally come see you.
Hey, Ed, I appreciate you calling, friend.
Oh, hey, you got a great show going. You just keep on doing it.
Thank you. That's what we like to hear, Ed. That's what we like to hear. You're always welcome to call in.
That's why we're on the air.
And you know what we say down in Dega? Let the light shine.
Hey, that light's been shining for 36 weeks. Actually, that light's been shining for almost 8 years now. It's been a great ride. It's been a great ride. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
You're doing great. You just keep on doing it.
Appreciate it, Ed. Thanks. Bang it. Hey, make sure you throw that Evil Ray in the truck with you.
I got Evil Ray with me.
All right. See you,
have
Fred.
A good one. Bye.
All right. That's a good group that comes and hangs out with us. Hadn't seen him in a while.
Well, he's got to show up now. He's got to pick up the tab.
That's right. That's a heck of a way to get a cap. All right. Hey, we might as well bring Don in here. Don, go ahead. What's the news from up there in Pulaski Racing World?
It's kind of quiet as far as I know, you know. Yeah, it's cooling off a little bit, you know. So that's pretty nice. But, yeah, other than no racing here lately, you know. Just waiting, what, we got 3 weeks, we're in Dega?
That's right.
Three and a half.
Less than 3 weeks.
Yeah. You know, just waiting. I got my tickets and everything in the mail, so I'm good to go.
Oh, you got your tickets. I've seen more people going, have you got your tickets? I ain't got my tickets yet.
Well, they're just crying. They probably hadn't ordered any yet. I did send mine back since my driver's not driving.
Well, now, you don't know that. He might change his mind and go out there and drive a few laps.
Yeah, you never know, you know. You never know. Alex might get sick and Jeff Gordon might not show up. So who knows?
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they could put me in the car. I'd be the fastest thing around there. What do y'all think?
I think I'm gonna stick with Bobby with ARCA and keep you out from behind the wheel there.
Oh! I see. You're side with the ARCA official. I see how that goes.
Well,
you know, one good thing about Dover is Jimmy Johnson didn't win. But if you look back at where Kevin Harvick finished in the race, if he didn't have that one win, he wouldn't have advanced this year. He'd been knocked out this race. But he had that win last weekend, and that got him in the next round.
Well, Don, looking back at the ARCA, who do you think should be Rookie of the Year at ARCA?
Oh, there's so many of them. You know, you got that young kid there that won at what was the guy's name, the young kid that won?
Well, there's been a lot of Myatt Snyder at Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
To give it to Chase, you have to give the championship and the Rookie of the Year. How could you not?
Yeah, it was. I'm still mad that old Tom Hessard. He never did take down Wayne Starr and find out what the problem was.
I don't think it'd take just Tom. It wouldn't take only Tom. It'd take a couple more to figure that one out.
It might. You know, we need one of them Elmore motors, but you know, they're a little bit of out of our budget right at the moment. You know. Until we rob that gravy train, you know. But you never know. We might come up with some. Santa Claus might come see us this Christmas. You never know.
Santa Claus with some horsepower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Technically, what we need is a good. We need two good cars, we need an intermediate car, and we need a super speedway car. You know, and then you could put an old wore out motor in the car, and if it's a good drafting car, it would go mid pack anyway. You know, it wouldn't be a top 10 or a winning car, but it would run, you know, 20th, 25th, you know, if you're lucky, maybe the high teens, you know, 15 to 20, something like that, you know, but then you got the big one you got to watch out for. You know, you got some, usually at Talladega, you have so many rookies that like to say, I've drove at Talladega, you know, but they're the ones that usually get in the wrecks.
Well, I tell you, it's been a heck of a year, I think, for ARCA. There was several doubting times, and probably I was one of them, but they've kind of cleared that up, hadn't they, Mark, with this motor situation and all the different winners and young drivers that have won. I think Kentucky made the 8 different first-time rookie winners, and they all had that Elmore engine. That's what was going for them.
Well, Don brought up an interesting point, saying maybe they can get a hold of an Elmore engine. As time goes by and more cars are being replaced, the newer generation cars will get into the hands of the smaller teams, and everybody will be on a more even playing field in the next few years, I think.
And you're right. You know, Venturini's got 3 cars. He's run all year. It's changing. You know, he's going to make it work eventually. And I've heard Wayne say it himself. You know, I've heard Wayne say it that, you know, I'm going to have to step it up and get me on Elmore. And we've seen some of the younger, you know, smaller, underfunded teams have actually rented and been able to come to the track with an Elmore.
It's going to get more affordable. It's, you know, racing's not an affordable sport. It's an expensive sport no matter what. But, you know, affordability for some of these teams that aren't quite as financially equipped, you know, that technology will get to them eventually, too. Everybody's going to have the Neil Moore engine and the composite-bodied car. As, you know, Venturini sells off, Cunningham, you know, they'll sell off cars this year, and those cars will be available. And it just takes time.
Well, guys, let's shift over here and let's talk about a little camping, cooking, and racing at Talladega tonight. We're lucky again. I think this is the third time that the Dega Do Club's been on, and we got the Dega Do Prez and the Copenhagen Warrior supposed to be in line for the night. So we're in store for a good one here.
Well, I'm ready for it, Rowdy. This will be my second one, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Welcome, fellas.
How you doing, Rowdy?
Man, well, I'm doing great. We just sitting here talking just a few minutes ago. We down to the final run here for Talladega. It's getting closer and closer. I'm still looking for the keys to the bus right now as we speak.
Yeah, we're definitely getting in the front side.
So has the parking lot, the front yard got some the neighbors are starting to pull the blinds tighter and tighter in the neighborhood?
I think they're starting to get used to what's going on around here.
Rowdy.
Yes, sir.
Rowdy, you don't even want to see his front yard right now. He's got stadium seats, coolers, he's got the whole shebang over here.
So, Wally, kind of walk us through what you got planned for the weekend at Talladega.
Well, we're going to be getting there Tuesday night, and they got us staging on the free parking on Tuesday night.
So Wednesday when we get there, we'll start setting everything up, and it's going to take us till about Thursday evening to get everything, you know, fully 100% going. Wednesday night, we should have everything about 75%.
Can you hear me, Robbie?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, just checking. So Wednesday, we'll start setting everything up. And like I said, it takes a good day and a half to get everything going. We've got some special treats in store for this year. We've got our DJ Jersey coming back to provide the musical entertainment for us. And so he'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. We've got on Friday at 8:30, we have a guy from Nashville. He's an up-and-coming star from the country music scene. His name is Ian Wagner. And he'll be performing about 8:30 on Friday night. Saturday is our big night. We're having a fall ball. And if you don't know what a fall ball is, just think about what it was like when you went to prom or homecoming back in the high school days. We got the guys dressing up. The girls are getting whatever. My wife got a dress off of Amazon. I think Copenhagen Warrior's wife got a dress off of, like, from Goodwill or somewhere. So it's nothing extravagant. Just think of Alabama and Talladega meets prom. That's the only way I can explain it. So during the concert Saturday night, we're going to be doing a meet and greet at 8:30. With a young lady. Her name is Jess Page. She's an up-and-coming star also from Nashville. Jess Page. She'll be doing a meet-and-greet at 8:30 at the Dega Do Club. Y'all come by. She's got some freebies to hand out and everything. Get your picture taken with her. And then after that, we're gonna party like it was 1999.
Man, every time I go over there, it's needs to be. You need that sign, 1999 again. That's the way it rolls. How about the Copenhagen Warrior there? Has he got his mouth full of a dip or what? He's a little shy tonight.
No, I actually just threw it out so I could sound all proper for you, Rowdy.
I've got new batteries and the lights ready to shine, my friend. Yes, sir. What can I do there?
My date problem has been solved.
that young country music singer, there's my date for the weekend.
Have you looked her age up?
Yeah. So hey, I'm sure the Dega Do Club can hook me up.
You go to her Facebook page and you take a look at her, you'll definitely want her to be your date.
Well, is she legal? That's what we need to know.
You know, I guess that's for you to find out.
I'm not spending the weekend in the Talladega impound county jail, you know.
If it's illegal, you're going to spend a lot more time than the weekend.
That's true. You know, hey, I'll just tell my false name's going to be a Rowdy over the weekend. You know? I got a question for y'all guys. Can y'all go into details of what kind of movie y'all were in part of filming or going to be in? Or
They're shooting a movie, and it's got Channing Tatum in it, and it's supposed to be based out of Charlotte Motor Speedway. And they were doing some of the filming in Atlanta because I'm guessing the production company is based out of Atlanta, and so they try to do as much filming as they can locally, probably to save on budget costs. And you know, there's just some things you can't substitute when you're looking at something as big as Charlotte Motor Speedway. So when they left Atlanta, they went to Charlotte Motor Speedway to finish up some of the filming they were doing there. And, you know, we were just extras in the background, but there was a couple scenes that they shot that there was at least three of us that were right in the shot of the camera. So as long as it makes it past the editing floor, we might be movie stars.
Well, that's great, y'all. You know?
Yeah, it was a good little opportunity, and I got to thank Wally's wife, because I think she's the one that put it on Facebook. And Wally called me and told me to sign up for it because I had to sleep all day, so I didn't get to see it. And man, we signed up and they jumped on us. They was ready to take us. So it was a cool little opportunity. The first time I'd been on a movie set, and kind of got to see the workings of how they do. And I tell you what, it's some long days. I didn't realize how long a day they do, but it was full days.
That's why they want the big bucks, because of the long days.
Yeah, I mean, we had what, Wally, 10, 12, 12-hour days easy?
Yeah, I think both of our days were 13 hours.
So it was a long day. We're on our feet all day. Do what now?
Well, Wally, what about your Camaro? You traded in, kind of switched up models on it, didn't you?
Yeah, we got back to the house. I didn't get it that day. They were actually going to deliver it to me. It took about 6 weeks for that to happen. But while we were waiting on it, me and the wife were sitting there talking about it. I said, you know, this would be a great car to have for, you know, like a date night or something like that. And, you know, she really wasn't keen on the idea of having a Camaro just sitting in the garage, you know, just to drive on a Friday or Saturday night. We got to talking. She goes, well, why don't you take that? I had an F-250, and wasn't much, you know, it was a 2008, so it was fairly new. But she said, why don't you take your truck and the Camaro and trade it in? I said, you know what, I couldn't even come up with a better idea myself. So I found me a 2016 Chevrolet 2500 heavy-duty diesel Duramax Z71, and just to throw the number out there, this is a truck that I could never afford myself, but I got a $70,000 truck for $13,000. So I couldn't turn that down.
It makes for an easy ride.
Right, what you don't know is the club has voted that since the Camaro was a club vehicle, that now his truck belongs to the club. It ain't his no more.
Hey, here's something else I want to throw out there, Wally. How you gonna keep Goldilocks out of your trailer this year?
Didn't you have a little Goldilocks?
I had a guy pass out in my camper. I don't know about a Goldilocks, but I know there's a guy passed out on Copenhagen Warrior's bed. And
yeah,
he almost got a face full of fists.
So the porridge would have been way too warm for him then.
Hey.
Yeah.
Y'all guys, did y'all have to buy the $75 drive-in pass to drive in the infield?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth about that. You know, it's kind of screwed up. You know, we spend a lot of money for our spots. We get 6 spots on Talladega Boulevard. And we've never had this issue. We brought the same stuff every race, and all of a sudden now they want to start charging us $75. And I said, you know what? I said, we could sit here and get bent out of shape about it. Wow, that must have been a truck in the background. Yeah, we can sit here and get bent out of shape about it and complain about it. But in the long run, might as well just go ahead and pay the $75, get it over with. I mean, there's no sense in that ruining a trip.
Hey, well,
we can divide that by half. When you go get yours, run down to Kinko's for me and get me a copy made of it.
Well, I'll send you a copy
of it. I'll pay half of it on it. I did that personally, so I wouldn't have to walk or ride the tram, this, that, and other. And then they come up with this $75 deal to make you get a pass to drive your car in, you know.
The problem is they're trying to get a solution to people taking off passes off one vehicle and putting it on another. I mean, I understand what they're doing, but it's just a broad rule that they're putting in, and it just doesn't encompass everything perfectly. You know what I mean? I mean, it's going to fix the people that are taking passes off and putting it on another, but for those of us that are doing it correctly, it's just causing us more money.
And that's exactly right. You know, it's
a shame for those of us that are doing it right, but just like everything else in life, you got your 10% of people that try to take advantage of things, and they ruin it for the other 90%, and that's what's happening here, I think.
You know.
Yes, sir.
But you know,
and how they
it's
and
always
how they can make more money off of it.
Yes, $75. Well, I think Don had told me earlier that he had bought a campsite just so he would have that pass. Then they come up with a $75 extra. But, hey, I'm going to tell you, $75 is better and quicker than taking the tram any day.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, it's not going to bother me a bit, you know, because you got access to free showers, you know. You know, you just, you know, I'm not arguing about it, but, you know, I was kind of upset when Dale Jr. decided he was going to be out the rest of the year. But, you know, y'all made my day, though. Did y'all tell me that y'all got connections and y'all can get Dale Jr. over there to sign autographs about, say, about 2 o'clock Friday afternoon?
Well, I can tell you this. If that was the case, we surely wouldn't announce it.
Y'all don't have to announce it. I'll give you my telephone number. You won't have to worry about it. I'll be the only one over there.
We do have the connection. You are right about that.
Hey, Don, I appreciate you calling, man.
Hey, well, don't mute me. I don't want to be muted. If
oh, he's ready to talk tonight. Hey, guys, I got Mark, the co-host, my co-host there. He's driving down Chicago. It's been what, Mark, back in the 80s since you've been to Talladega?
1989, and I'm way overdue, and I'm looking forward to it like you can't believe.
He sounds like Big Jerry.
And we're
going to
make
like
a beeline.
You going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him over Paul. Friday night.
Yeah,
there you
buddy.
Go.
Come on, we'll show you a good time.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it, guy. I keep hearing all these stories, and I got to find out if they're true or not.
I'll tell you what, if you're disappointed, we'll give you your money back.
Yeah, it's like, you got Tony Formosa on there, Rowdy.
That's what Tony Formosa told everybody last week on the show, and we talked about it earlier. Tony wasn't handing out no money, and y'all not going to be handing out no money neither. They put on a great show, Mark. You're gonna have really a good time. Now,
hey, Mark,
will we be out
looking
late?
Forward
yes.
to it. Mark, make sure you bring your swimming trunks because we're going to have some hot tubs. We're sponsored by Bass Spa, and they provide us hot tubs. So come on and take a different hot tub with us.
Hey, I'll
right.
come well prepared. I'll bring everything I need.
So Wally, y'all got the you got a band on Friday night and Saturday night, and then your DJ's playing.
Not on Saturday night. Friday night we have Ian Wagner. He's gonna be doing
a
live show for us, probably for about an hour, and then Saturday, Jess Page is just doing a meet and greet. She's not going to perform
right.
unless she just spur of the moment says, yeah, let's perform. And, you know, then we'll set the stage and whatever else up for her and let her perform. But as of right now, it's only on Friday night, the live show. And then after that, it'll be DJ Jersey. He'll be on the ones and twos, providing the musical entertainment portion.
And then you got the prom night on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, that'll be Saturday. It's going to be fun. I'm gonna try to decorate it as best I can, and you know, for a kind of like a high school type prom. So,
in the middle of Talladega, it sounds like a great time to me.
Hey,
look,
let me tell you, Rowdy, some of the ideas this man comes up with, it just like when he tells you about it, you're like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, and then you actually put it in the play, and it's brilliant. So, I can't wait to see what. I can't wait to see what this turns out. This idea actually came from his wife, so it's probably going to be 10 times better. So we'll see how it goes.
Now we know why Wally picked her. She's the brains behind the background.
Oh, for sure.
She is. She's the brains behind the operation, exactly.
Hey, let's just go ahead and give kudos to all our wives for letting us do what we do the best.
Absolutely.
How about that, guys?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, you know.
They definitely let us, I can tell you that.
They have to put up with us.
They can easily put their foot down and say no.
Well, mine complains about the bus may be out there too early or too late, but all in all, she knows we have a great time, and my neighbors are cool with it. That's the best part. They know when it rolls in, it's not going to stay but maybe a month in around the yard, and then it disappears for 6 months.
Yeah,
there you go.
And, you know, that's the best part about Talladega. They've got that thing separated where you got 6 months to at least kind of get your bones back in shape for the next event. Gives you time to think about what you want to do next.
That weekend will damn near kill you if you ain't careful.
Hey, listen, it was 1 year I had two camps. I had a camp in the North Park and I had a camp in the infield. And I said right then, there's no way I'm multitasking two camps at one weekend. It's not going to happen again.
I couldn't imagine that.
Rowdy, when we bring a new person with us, we tell them, you know, it's a long week. You know, you're going to be excited when you get there. You got to learn to pace yourself. You can't go wide open on Tuesday and Wednesday night because you're going to be worth nothing the rest of the week. And, you know, some take our advice, and then there's always a few that don't, and it's fun to sit there and watch them at the end of the week when they're crawling around. I mean, me and Wally have been going Wally's been going since 2005, I've been going since 2006, and, you know, there's a lot of people that's been going a lot longer than we have, but, you know, we normally throw down pretty hard for that week, so we're pretty experienced, and we just like to watch the people that don't take the advice.
Let me see if we got a caller with a question. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just heard that that Vega Do Club is the place to be. I just wanted to check it out one go round. Is everybody welcome?
Hey, all I got to say is War Eagle, right, Shane?
War Eagle, guys. I just wanted to call and say, hey, Rowdy, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, well, I'm gonna say the same thing. War Eagle, my brother.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, there's a roll tide in here, too.
Yeah.
I just had a few minutes.
If you don't
I
know, this is Shane
Norrell.
Hard time.
Hey, Rowdy, I'll tell you right now, though, Shane, Denny, and his whole group of friends and family, they're a vital part of what we do there at Talladega. They really are. Ever since they busted on the scenes with us out there, they contribute every single race that we go to out there, and we couldn't be happier that they're a part of what we do. So I just wanted to thank him right here on your radio station and just tell everybody that they're vital to what we do out there for sure.
Well, Shane, I'm glad you called in and part of the show. Yeah, I'm glad you called in and want to be part of the show too.
Yes, sir.
You know, it takes a lot to put something on like that. You know, with what we do out there, we have a pretty good little thing going. But you know, the big part is with y'all guys now and on Saturday night. And it makes for a late night, man. It makes for a late night, but it's a good night.
Makes for early mornings.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, they just run together at a point.
I just feel very fortunate they let me hang out with them and you know, be part of the crew and have a great time. I mean, since I've been hanging out with them, it's been one of the best times I've had at Talladega. I've been going for 20 some odd years now, and these last couple of years have just been amazing.
Well, Shane, we're glad we can entertain you.
Well, you know, it really don't.
Well,
take
hey, Wally, Wally, half the time they're entertaining us, they just don't know it.
That's right.
Well, sometimes.
But guys, you know, hey, I want to thank y'all for being part. You know, let's try to keep this tradition rolling. You know,
absolutely.
If you want to come in like the Monday, I mean, if you want to come on the week of Talladega, and let's spend a few minutes and kind of refresh everybody what's going to go on. You know, we can do that if you'd like, and
yep.
Then let's talk about it. Let's sum it up all on Monday night if you can muster up enough strength from the weekend. That's a tough call right there, following up race weekend on a Monday night.
Yeah, because Rowdy, normally when I get home Monday, I get home and I kind of unpack and I take a shower and I pretty much go unconscious till about Tuesday night.
Think you had a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, guys, I'm going to let y'all have at it and let the next caller come in. I can't wait to see y'all in a couple weeks, and y'all be ready.
Oh, Shane,
hey,
we will
be, brother. For calling.
Thank you, Rowdy. We'll
Shane.
See you, buddy.
All right, friend.
Bye, y'all.
Rowdy.
Man, that's what it's...
If you're good with it, next the Monday that we leave, I think that's the 17th, we're actually going to be over here packing up, getting ready to leave. And we'll get some of the other Dega doers on here, and they can tell you their, give you their perspective of the Dega Do Club.
That sounds great with me. You know, a lot of people that first thing they hit me with is, you know, racing. Why do you go to racing? I'm like, man, that's more happening than just racing. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot more to the event than just go watching cars go round and round. And it's camping, it's the cookie part, and then you follow it up with a great race. It's just hard to beat. Or tailgating.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to put out tailgating because, you know, guys, some folks don't have time to go and spend, but, you know, to load up the kids, they got free parking. Take your scissor tent, unfold it, throw your table up, throw out a little grill, and you're ready.
Ready to go.
Sounds like this past weekend, Rowdy.
Yeah. Mark brought the grill, and we just sat out around on the outside. We went inside, mingled with the drivers, and looked at through tech, and went out and lit up the grill and cooked us a few dogs and ate and talked and went back at it again. Go ahead, Rowdy.
When me and Wally first started, that's what we did. I mean, we camped there for at least the weekend, but we didn't have much more than a tent, a blow up mattress, and you know, a little small portable grill, and that's how we started at Talladega, and we had an absolute blast.
Well, you know,
not a blast at the race. You're not trying if you don't have a.
Right. Just give it a chance. You know, everybody's like, man, I've spent a terrible weekend. Don't have nothing to do. You know, you got to put a few bucks into it. But you can make all of what you want.
Well, the last time that in the spring when Wally came on your show, this topic came up, and he said that it's a 5 or 6 day party with a 4 hour race thrown in on Sunday, and that's what it is. You know, it's, you know, people tell us, we invite people all the time, and they say, oh, I don't like racing. Like, well, it's not just about racing. I mean, if you like having a good time and hanging out and partying, then it's 5 or 6 days of that, and then you can watch the race if you want to on Sunday. You ain't even got to watch the race.
It's mighty convenient, though, especially when you're in infield. If you don't like it, go in and shut the door and close your eyes.
Yeah. I wouldn't miss the race for nothing. I just love watching racing. So, I mean, it's a bonus to have a 4-hour race on Sunday.
You know, and how anybody can complain about, to me, when you're door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, and it's just as far as you can see with 40 cars lined up, door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper, at 200 miles an hour, and that's boring. You deck, I'm sure, ain't even, you're not in the car. I can see that because there's not a boring thing.
There ain't nothing boring about that, is it, Reddy?
I tell you, I don't like races where the guys have done lap the field. I like it when they pile up in there, and you know, some of the drivers don't like it. They're taking.
Yeah.
Am I not correct when I'm telling that they're taking the Eliminator out of Talladega next year?
I ain't sure. I don't know.
It's
the race before the elimination race.
Yeah.
You switch up the schedule again.
You know, I'm just glad they're on that we're still in the chase, you know, because there's a lot of those people been complaining that it shouldn't be in the chase, and I think Talladega provides a great place for them to be in the chase.
Well,
If
I'm not mistaken, they got a short track in there, don't they? And if they got a short track, then they got a ton of mile and a half. And if they got a ton of mile and a half, then they should at least have at least one super speedway in the race. I mean, that's a part of the NASCAR circuit. And if you're gonna have a playoff system, then I think they should have every type track inside that playoff system.
Yeah, I do too.
But then you throw the monkey wrench in is when you put the road race in there.
Right, yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't even
like
the road
the
race,
chase.
To be perfectly honest with you.
Well, I didn't either, but you know what? An old guy told me, he says, now listen, this is the way you got to look at that road race. It's like you was running moonshine years ago. It wasn't a straight down the highway, all left turns. It was right, left, right, left, left, right, right,
sure.
Left. And when I started looking at it at that aspect, it changed the way I looked at road racing.
Yeah.
So you got to look at
it as
moonshine running.
Yeah, I mean, that's the basic origin of this sport that we love so much. It came from that. So that's a good way to look at it.
Well,
it changed
the outlook. Well, I mean, that somebody passed it to me, and it worked. It hit a switch and flipped over, and I started enjoying road racing at that point on. I started hearing that Thunder Road, that theme song from Thunder Road years ago in the black and white movie. Well, guys, y'all got anything else y'all want to throw out there, how they can get a hold of you, or?
Well, just
so. I mean,
make sure you go out there and get on Facebook. Go to the Dega Duke Club Facebook page, like it. We have an Instagram page, we have a Twitter page. Facebook is where you're going to be able to reach us more than anything. And y'all just come down to the Boulevard. We'll be in spots 109, 10, 11, and 12. We're down towards the end. You have to pass by us to get to the concert. So before the concert and after the concert. Or, hell, even during the concert, if you want to come and hang out and have a good time, we'll definitely show you one.
Is that the one that with the free mammogram deal down there?
Don, exactly. I told you you wouldn't have to worry about that.
I've been working on mine. I might I'll let y'all check them out for me.
Hey, we don't have it, but if you need a free mammogram, we'll be sure to give you one.
Hey, hey, the Talladega Titty Man would probably be your perfect doctor to check that out.
There you go.
You know, I won't go into details, but I've had some wild stories happen to me at Talladega. You know, and I try to leave it there, but somehow it gets all over North Alabama and Southern Tennessee and, you know, where.
Yeah.
But,
hey,
we won't go into details, then.
Hey, we've had a few stories slip out, too, so we know how it is.
You know, I might tell y'all in person, but, you know, I'm not going to get it recorded anyway.
Thank you, Don.
Hey, y'all have a good 2.5 weeks, and we'll see you in Dega.
Absolutely.
All right, bro.
Good talking to you.
And
thank you, Don.
Make sure and hook Dale Jr. in there.
Hey, listen, if you do, he's going to French kiss who's ever responsible, so don't. He's French kissing who's ever responsible for that, so don't.
Well, you know, I don't know whether I'd go that far or not.
He will.
I'm sure he'd probably pull a Will Ferrell on me or something. Right there at the start and finish line.
I'll make sure I hang out in turn 2 then.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, turn 2 is where I need to set up camp then, right? Yeah. I would pull out my Vaseline and camping trick, but that's not radio appropriate.
I don't think that's family.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Well, Rowdy, we really appreciate you having us on here, buddy.
Hey, Wally, you're always welcome, man. You know, this is show number 36 for us, and we've actually had a great year. You know, we pretty much covered the ARCA guys, and the way we look at it, these ARCA guys are going to be up racing, and there's a lot of these guys are going to be in the Cup someday. And hopefully Mark and I can bring some of them over and be there when they come. And, you know, where are we going to be in 10 years with all this? Where are y'all going to be 10 years? Where am I going to be? Look how we've grown in the last few years.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It all started at Talladega. It started with y'all right. at Talladega. It started with us at Talladega. And I guess it's why I love it.
Yeah,
it's
Rowdy,
I was talking to
somebody today about that. And because, you know, we were kind of looking forward to some of the opportunities that we've seen kind of pop up here in the spring, and we were talking about it, and, you know, he asked me, he's like, well, can you believe this? This is just crazy. And I said, man, I said, 10 years ago, I said, we weren't even camping on the infield. I said, you know, we were still camping outside and coming in on Friday and Saturday, and we were just coming to Talladega to have a good time. We had no idea it was going to turn into something like this, and we're just – I know, I'm slight tickled at what it's turned out to be, and I just can't wait to see what happens in the future.
Hey, can you hold on just 30 seconds?
Yeah.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Boy, if I don't put goosebumps on you, that ain't nothing going to put goosebumps on you.
It did me.
I was just about to tell you how motivating that was there, Rowdy.
Great
well,
sound, Mike, Rowdy.
That ought to push you on over the, that ought to push you over the hump tonight, get you back out in the field, getting busy again.
There you go.
Hey, fellas, it's always great to have you. Can't wait to come out and hang out with you and be part of the show, my friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, buddy, bring whoever you want to out, and, you know, we'll show them a good time.
I know you will, Wally. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Always, you know, when you click the when you texted me the other night, and I'm like, actually, I was thinking of y'all, and y'all was thinking of me, and we're thinking of each other, and yeah, we put it together. It didn't take much.
Well, there you go, and I guess we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can't wait. Hey,
Sounds good, brother.
if y'all want to do a little quick reminder on the Monday night before, we'll talk about it before it happens, and come back and talk a few minutes and remind everybody what's going on.
Sure will.
Sounds good, Rowdy. Sounds good. It'll be good
to hear
from other other perspectives as well.
Yeah. Well, I think next week I got the North Parks going to call in and give another shout-out like they did last race. I can't say last year because it was 6 months ago. It's better than Christmas.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys, for being part of
it. All right,
Rowdy.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Looking forward to meeting y'all. There you go.
Absolutely.
All right.
Man. Good meeting you.
All righty.
Well, Mark, man, what a show tonight, huh?
Well, this about the water keeps going, Rowdy.
We're, 7:36. We're, an hour and 36 minutes into the two-hour show. And we pretty much covered it all. We've even had Todd and Don, Crazy Ed, Evil Ed, not Crazy Ed, Evil Ed.
Evil Ed. Actually,
it's Evil Ray. Evil Ray is Ed's friend who he brings to the race with us. But before we close out, the 14th, it's a Friday night at 7:30 Central Time. FS1's going to be your TV guy on that one, the Kansas Speedway ARCA 150.
Looking forward to it. It's that bittersweet, though. You know, you look forward to the race, but it's the last race.
Yeah, it is. Do you want to recap our weekend this weekend on the late models and all? Mark, I know it's been a long night.
We had a really great time. We saw a lot of cars. We saw a lot of good racing from the quarter mile local guys to the pro and super late mile races on the big track. We saw it all. We enjoyed it all. We ate good. We were with good friends. We had good weather. We couldn't ask for much more. So, yeah, it was just a really good weekend. And thanks for coming up, Rowdy. It's always great being with your buddy.
You too, Mark. And you're headed to where this weekend?
I'll be down at Winchester for the Winchester 400, and I'll be seeing a few of our ARCA guys down there, and I'll make sure I say hello to everybody for us.
All right, my friend. I appreciate it. Another good night, man. Put in the record book, show number 36.
Oh, it's hard to believe, Rowdy, but thank you. Yeah, it was a good show. They're always good shows. Some are just a little better than others.
Well, you know, sometimes we shake it up a little harder than we do on other nights. But, you know, I want to give another shout-out to Brett Holmes, and I appreciate Brett coming on. Hey, how busy is he? Racing all weekend. Takes off and goes back to school and wakes up early the next morning and got to put his mind back on his matters there and try to cover himself in case something goes wrong in the future. He's got something to fall back on. Yeah, and listen, folks, racing's not over when Dale Jr. leaves. It's not over when Jeff Gordon leaves. Trust us. We've got a bright future of drivers coming up, don't we, Mark? Man, watch some guys coming up.
Rowdy, we've seen so many young drivers this year that have a possibility to make it up to the big leagues that we could replace a quarter of the field right now with some young talent if we really could do that.
Well, our job is for everybody to learn who they are. And if you tune in, we're going to teach you who they are, where they're from, and how they got there. And that's, you know, and we're going to pass them on, and hopefully someday – when they move on, they're going to continue calling and talking with us, even when they get to the big leagues.
I hope so, Rowdy. It's the connections we're making in this first year, and we have so much to look forward to in the coming next season. I'm really excited, and let's just keep this ball rolling.
And then I'm speaking with for you, Mark, and our family here, your family and ours. We got Don Dinah in our thoughts this week because we know he's got a tough little thing to face, and we all got you in our thoughts there. I appreciate it.
We're thinking about you, Don, and our best, and I'll try to give you a shout in the next day or so. So hang in there, buddy.
All right, good night. Until next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be. Where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The chase for the NASCAR Spring Cup returns October 21st through 23rd. Call 1-877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.